Shanti, 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 peace. Good evening.
Good evening.
I welcome you with all my heart. It's good to be with you again. I love every one of you. I'm qualified. Just the way you are. For I love myself. If I love myself, I have to love you because you're myself. There's no difference. This means if you go out and rob a bank, I still love you. It makes no difference what you do because I'm seeing myself. There's only one self and you are that. Always remember this. Whatever you see is a self. There's nothing else. If you see something else, you have problems. We will see the Maya world closing in on you. You have all kinds of thoughts and feelings and emotions. When you go to sleep, you are devoid of all possessions and also the body. Yet, strange as it may sound, when you wake up, you're happy. You say, I slept well. I wish I could have some more sleep. It was a wonderful sleep I had. You would think that you would be unhappy. For you are devoid of all of your possessions when you sleep. There's nothing that you feel happy. Compare this with a dream state. In the dream state, if you are devoid of all of your possessions, you feel miserable. Especially your body, it means you're dead in the dream state. The same with this waking state, which you call this state, this reality here. Right now. If you are devoid of possessions, you feel miserable. You feel that there's something missing. Yet, of all three states, sleeping, dreaming, and waking, the dream state is the only state in which you wake up happy, yet you have nothing. The conclusion we come to is that happiness is inherent within the person and has nothing to do with the world. By finding the self, you find happiness. Ponder this. Think about this. The deep sleep state is the only state in which you find true happiness. So a yani, or a sage, is one who is consciously experiencing the dream state. Not a dream state, a deep sleep state. One who consciously experiences a deep sleep state. In other words, there's nothing in the deep sleep state but the self. And the self becomes the sage or the Ani. And the way to get to that state is through experiencing the self as I am. This means you must negate the world the way it appears. You must do self-inquiry or going deep within meditation. Negate the senses. Whatever you see, whatever you smell, whatever you taste, whatever you feel, whatever you hear, is false assumption. What you're really doing when you are identifying with the senses, and you're seeing how you've been programmed since you're a little boy or girl. That's all the senses are, is programming. You've been brought to believe that this is good, this is bad, this is right, this is wrong. This is this way, this is that way. Since you're a little person. And you grow up liking this and disliking that, according to your programming. Everybody thinks something is right, something is wrong, of their own making. So you have to deprogram yourself. By leaving the world alone. This is a strange thing for me to say, to leave the world alone, because we're always involved in the world and it appears difficult to leave it alone. But yet this is exactly what we must do. Remember, the only thing going for you is your programming. You've been programmed. In other words, everything you see, taste, touch, hear, and smell are erroneous. It's not the truth, it's not reality. Yet most of us identify with these things and make it our reality. We become depressed, we become anxious, we become upset, we become angry, we become happy, we become this way, we become that way. By what our sense of self is real, by our programming that tells us this is right, this is wrong. And this is what's keeping us back from the self-realization. And I can share these things with you over and over again for many years. Certain people are set in their ways. And it's very, very difficult to break it up. To break up the programming. Because they refuse to let go. Look at your own life. See when you think things are going smoothly. Going smoothly simply means things are going your way. Things are going the way you think they should go. Then something happens. You lose your job. It is just in the family. Your house burns down. Your car is stolen. What do you become then? Are you in control? Do you remember it's all a dream? in truth, you cannot lose anything or gain anything. Whether you react violently, or you react with malice, be honest with yourself. See where you're coming from, what's really going on in your life. You have your ideas, what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad. And you don't want your world shook up. You want the world to continue the way it's going, the way you think it should go. If anyone ever comes along and shakes up your world, you become totally upset. How can a being like that become self-realized, awakened? When the world of Maya presses them down. As I mentioned before, happiness is your swarupa. Your reality. And you have a taste of it in the deep sleep stage. When you're in deep sleep and you wake up, you feel happy. But then you go through the day, you go through various situations. And you go to the vicissitude of the day. Catch yourself and see how you react to things. See how many times that you become angry, mad, upset over something. It's all going to change any event, no matter what you do. Everything must change. Yet you're going along with the way things are in this world. And is the world real? You keep forgetting it's a dream. You keep forgetting it's all Maya. You keep forgetting it's God's Leela. It's all a cosmic joke. But you take it seriously. And I tell you, you can never awaken when you take this world seriously. It's impossible. All you're doing is accruing more karma. Pundits, this is very important. Every time the world shakes you up, makes you feel something has happened, that's your lacking. You're accruing karma. You have to be aware of these points all the time. Point number one, this world is a dream, just like a dream I dream at night. Everything in this world is karmic. Nothing is real. So I will never again allow this world to dictate to me what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad. Point number two, my nature is divine. I am not the body of this world, nor have I got anything to do with this world, this body. The body goes through its own karma, takes care of itself, does whatever it's supposed to do. It has absolutely nothing to do with me. Point number three, everything I observe in this world is myself, nothing else. I only see myself wherever I look, whatever I'm involved in. I see myself and nothing else. Point number four. In order to transcend this world and become totally free, I have to somehow awaken from this mortal dream. And I can only do this by becoming non-judgmental, peaceful within myself. Looking at this world like a moving picture, in all kinds of scenes in the movie. But I'm not affected by these things, by the scenes of this world, or any other world. Point number five. I am the substratum of all existence. I am the screen in which the movie is being shown. I am the director, the producer of the movie. I am also the actor. I play all the parts. Therefore, I will never again become confused in the picture on the screen. You should ponder these things every morning when you get out of bed, when you first wake up. Become aware of this. Do not turn on the television, watch the news, or read the newspapers. Because this will confound you and confuse you totally. There's the same old thing always going on in this world. So I get involved in those things. You profess to be students of truth. You want to become free and liberated in this life. And what are you doing about it? You can't live the same old life and expect to be liberated. Changes have to be made within yourself. And it's up to you to make these changes. Nobody can do it for you. You have to do it yourself. You have to see where the years have put you in this world, what your situation is, what you're going through, and transcend the whole thing. There's no other way. The whole ball game is yours. You have the freedom to reject or accept what I tell you. You have the freedom to accept the reality, but letting go of everything else. Or you have the freedom to hold on to everything else and let go of reality. This is the only freedom we've got. Everything else is preordained, predestined. So when somebody asked me, is everything predestined, preordained? I said yes and no. For the average person it is. The person's walking around reacting to everything in life. It's just mental. To that person, everything is preordained. But to the person who's truly working on themselves, but not allowing conditions to upset them, situations to come upon them, make them judgmental, that person is working for their freedom. And little by little, they chip away the karmic blocks. The samskaras. Until they become totally free and liberated. You appear to come into this world alone, and it appears that you're going to leave this world alone. All the things that have upset you or made you happy, you can't take those things with you. All the things you accumulated, your furniture, your houses, your cars, everything has to be left behind. Your hopes, your dreams, all left behind. And where you go is determined by what you're doing right now. What's important to you? Be honest with yourself. To some people, it's important to worry, to fear, become upset, to look at the shitty side of life, and believe something terrible is always happening. Everybody's different. But you make your own life by the way you allow yourself to think and believe. Thoughts are things. Whatever you ponder, whatever you identify with, becomes your reality sooner or later. Why not ponder I am continuously? Why not ponder pure awareness, Nirvana, Satchitananda? There's an old saying that says, think of God and God will think of you. Simply means think of your higher self. And you become what you think about, your higher self. But if you get mixed up in this world and you think of worldly things, what do you expect to happen to you? you become a worldly person that worries, upsets himself, herself. Well, I guess there's all kinds of mischief, troubles. The choice is always yours. There's one reality, one self, one principle, one consciousness. And you are that. Why will you not accept this? Open your heart to it. You are not alone. As soon as you begin to think of your higher self, the higher self begins to think of you. Happiness is your reality. Peace in your true self. You've got it from where you are right now. Awaken to it. But you must leave the world alone. Stop trying to change things or people or situations. Remember, this is what gives you back from your self-realization. Do not try to figure people out or analyze conditions and situations. You can't do this, it's so complicated. This is why he's written all the great books. Leave everything alone. Leave people alone. Leave the world alone. Remember, there's nothing to fear and there's nothing to fight. You are carried along in the stream of blessedness to your highest good. Everything is on your side. There's nothing against you, you know. There's no one and nothing trying to hurt you. You do not have to defend yourself against anyone or anything. Because there's nothing trying to hurt you. Every situation that comes into your life is necessary at this time. Everything. If you look at everybody and everything is God, you'll be on the right track. Look at every situation, every condition as Brahman. If there's only Brahman and there is only Brahman, how can there be mistakes someplace? How can people make a mistake? See what I'm saying? There's only the one. all-pervading, omnipresent, perfection, love, happiness, joy. That one is you. You are the one. So when you react negatively to a situation, you can call it blasphemy. When you're saying that God doesn't know what he's doing. That somehow consciousness has made a mistake someplace. And you have to correct it. What nonsense. And most of us are doing these things every day. Thinking it's up to us to straighten something out, it's up to us to correct somebody. It's up to us to fix things. These things that you're trying to correct and fix have been going on since the beginning of time. When the illusory universe first appeared. It's all God's lila. The support of God. It's a joke. And you're taking it seriously. And any wonder that your feelings always hurt? As you become angry every day over some situation that's trifle and nonsense. Or you refuse to understand your divinity. You're looking at yourself as a mortal being. And you have to go into this world and fight for survival. Just the lies and the truth. You are absolute reality. Nirvana. God. This is what you should focus on day and night. And the best way before we work on yourself is through self-inquiry. It encompasses all these things we're talking about. But it's up to you to do it. I keep doing it day and night without stopping. Whatever comes to you, whatever you see every day, whether it's a trifle or it's a serious thing, you have to inquire, when does this come? Who feels this? Who sees this? I know it's hard for some of you to do this. And it's because you're not practicing the little things. If you keep practicing little things first, then when a so-called big catastrophe comes along, you'll be able to handle it beautifully. You'll simply say, "When does this come? To me, the ego, the I am free of it completely." And be able to shrug it off and walk away in complete peace. But if you're not practicing this, then when a so-called catastrophe comes along in your life, you become violently upset over it, depressed, mad. It's like when you're going to die, leave your body. What you occupy your mind with when you're dying is that's where you're going to go. So some say like a mind with Brahman. When I die, I go straight to Brahman. Unfortunately, it doesn't work this way. Because if you've not been practicing previously, the death, so-called, you're not able to do it. When Mr. Death comes to pay you a call, you'll be in total fear. You're not able to think straight. This is why it's so important to practice now. It makes you stronger in control. Practice who am I continuously, constantly. Who is the I that has this problem? This fear, this frustration. Where did the I come from? And you keep separating yourself from the I daily, continuously. Soon you will not have to voice these things. It'll be automatic. Whenever a situation veils itself, we're not saying anything, we'll just look at it and we'll smile. And we'll not be involved in it whatsoever. We will have risen to a higher consciousness just by smiling as a condition, the situation. But if you're not practicing, then when a situation confronts you, you'll get angry, mad, upset, depressed, and the rest. So this world of Maya is yours to play with as you wish. You can take control of it, or it can take control of you. Your choice. If you do not wish this Maya world to take control of you, then you have to get out of it as fast as you can. And again, get out of it by not reacting to conditions, the people, the places, the things. Inquiring to whom does these things come? Who's feeling this? Who does it come? To me. Who is me? Who is I? Where did I come from? Keep doing this without looking for time and space and anything else. Just keep doing it. Try to make yourself happy every day. Laugh at yourself. Sit in the silence by yourself as much as you can. When you sit in the silence, not think about the world and its conditionings. Just sit. Observe your thoughts in your mind. Observe your feelings. You are a product right now for the conditioning of your essence, your little It's only experiencing like this moment, nothing else. Most of us believe we've got our own thoughts, we can think, we can make decisions. But that's not true. You're totally programmed, hypnotized, mesmerized. You have many false beliefs inside of you. When to come out. And the first opportunity you give them. They're like dormant seeds, waiting to sprout. Yes, you've got all the ammunition that you need to get rid of all these things. If you'll but use it. You have self-inquiry to work with. You can become the witness to your thoughts and emotions. You can realize the world is Maya and identify with its conditionings. You can know that your body is also Maya. And then react to it. You have all these wonderful tools on which to work. You are free. Totally, absolutely free. You are boundless pure awareness right now. The old you is melting away. All of your fears, your frustration of the past are gone. You have lifted yourself to a higher vibration. The thing that is the body of the moon and the other time, totally and completely. You are awake. And all is well.
Is there a reason that you've chosen 12 to 3 and 6 to 9 to meditate for a specific reason? Or is that just the time that you meditate and we can all be meditating at the same time?
It's really just the time that I meditate. I don't really meditate, I just sit. Those times.
So it doesn't matter, really, any time?
Well, the time if you do it with me. We'll get more out of it. Is it when I'm doing it? Because there's a oneness, a feeling of oneness a feeling of life, of energy that permeates all the devotees. People sing like that at this time.
A lot of hours.
You don't have to do it exactly at the same time. I mean, you can do it for an hour if you like, a half hour, whatever's convenient for you. But if you have to do it, do it at the times that I've allocated. And time in between. Perhaps from 12 to 1. You can start off small, you can start doing 15 minutes perhaps, 20 minutes. And as you feel the energy, you can increase it. Things will begin to happen for you. Many people tell me from Europe, Asia, the United States who are sitting in those hours, they feel powerful energy and they've changed in their lives. Things have changed for the better for them. There are all kinds of stories about this. So try doing it at that time. If you're beginning to do this for the first time, like I said, you don't have to steal those hours. You can sit for 20 minutes, for a half hour, whatever is convenient for you, whatever feels right for you. You can get up and feel about it. I don't think of it any longer. You begin to see things differently, feel differently, feel happier and more peaceful. But again, you've got to take the effort to do it.
Funny, I seem to be able to, get inspired to do it, and then this terrible thing if it's too warm in bed, and oh no.
Do it in bed.
Really?
Sure.
Under the covers?
Why not?
Not in the icebox.
Again, by doing it in bed, things will change. Then you get out of bed. You'll find it so refreshing that you get out of bed and sit in that chair. Just start whatever you desire.
Well, I was told one time that it was always much better to sit up, get your spine bent,
and Well, this is in the beginning of meditation, when people first start to meditate. You don't really have to do that. Maybe it's worth learning here. That's for Yana. Or Advaita. If you're practicing different forms of yoga, which you're saying is correct, you have to sit a certain way, a certain posture. But isn't that yoga? This Advaita is different. Try it, you'll like it. Mary, would you read the ending?
Yes, Your Honor. For a Yani who has realized the identity of his inner being, with the infinite Brahman, there is no rebirth, no migration, not even liberation, for he is already liberated. He has firmly established in an experience of the absolute existence, knowledge, bliss, the Satchidananda Atman. the continued existence of the world and of his own body appears to the yoni only as an illusion, the appearance of which he cannot remove, but which cannot further deceive him till the time when, after the decease of the body, he wanders not forth, but remains where he is and what he is and eternally was, the first principle of all beings and things, the original, eternal, pure, free Brahman. While living, and even when the body falls dead, the yoni rests in his own essential nature, his own svarupa, that is all full, all pure, timeless consciousness and bliss. The following assertions made by yoni constitute his own deepest convictions and experience. I am infinite, imperishable, self-luminous, self-existent. I am beginningless, endless, decayless, birthless, deathless. Never was I born. I am ever free, perfect, independent. I alone am. I pervade the entire universe. I am all permeating and interpenetrating. I am supreme peace and freedom absolute. A yoni lives forever. He has attained life everlasting. Cravings torture him not. Sins stain him not. Birth and death touch him not. He is free from all cravings and longings. He ever rests in his own Satchidananda Svarupa. He sees the one infinite self in all, and all in the infinite self, which is his being. He remains forever as the infinite self of consciousness and delight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Remember to love yourself, to worship yourself, to pray to yourself, to bow to yourself. For God dwells in you as you. Peace. Time for prasad.